Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Weird Sexy Radio on this Monday, the first Monday of the year, January 2nd, 2012. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're bringing it to you like we always do every Monday on Weird Sexy Radio. And anybody out there that's listening that want to call in to speak to any of the panel or guests that's here, the number's always 347-215-8539. And this is Weird Sexy Radio, grown folks radio, and we do it like that right here on Weird Sexy Radio. So as we go forth into the show, this is going to be 120 minutes, and we're going to just kind of talk about a recap of 2011 and kind of go over a few things that happened then and that was planned, that was going forth into this new year. We don't really have any special guests this evening. We're just going to kind of just talk a little bit about, you know, the year in review and kind of bring up some things that's going to be coming up this year, because, you know, we got some important things happening this year with the reelection of our president and a few other things that's going to be going on. We just want to make sure that everybody's abreast on that. So we're going to be doing a lot on that this year, as well as promoting authors and their books and poets and talking about their works. We'll be doing that as well and getting into relationships and all the things that we've always done on Weird Sexy Radio. We're just going to put a little bit more emphasis on the reelection of our president, try to get him back in and try to help you be smart on what's going on, because the world is really crazy out there, especially now with him trying to get rid of the president and trying to get other things going on. We don't want to get him thrown out before he can actually finish doing what he promised. A lot of things he's done, he's already promised that he was going to do. But, you know, people are just not satisfied. You know, a lot of Republicans, a lot of people that just, they just want to find fault. And they're going to keep on trying to find ways to destroy this man and his legacy. And we don't want that. So we'll be working on that as well. But right now, I just wanted to know we're going to be, you know, getting things going. We're going to continue to try to get this urban thing that we're going to be doing this summer here in Kansas City. It's not a thing. It's the book fair that we want to do, kind of like to kind of mirror the Harlem book fair that they have every year in New York. We want to try to do that here in Kansas City. So we're going to start working on trying to get that to come to life, as well as a poetry set that we want to do with Miss Cotton and her poetry team. We're going to be trying to get that going, and there's a few things that we're trying to get done. Like, we know we have some books coming out. We've signed some authors to our Midwest Publishing Group, and they're going to be coming out this year. So we got a few things going on that's going to be happening. So right now, I think we have Miss Carmen. I think she is just signed in. Is that you?
Yeah.
How you doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I tried to get in contact with the gentleman that you told me about, and I offered him to come on the show tonight, because tonight would have been a great night to talk to him and with his subject matter. But
Oh, really?
He didn't respond back, so I assumed that he wasn't ready or he just didn't want to do it. He did accept my friend request on Facebook. And he sent me his little website that had his interracial couples on it and all that, but he did not.
But he didn't say anything else other than the. And the funny thing to me about it was why black women are alone, but then he puts pictures of all black and white couples. That's why we're alone.
Well, I think that's what he's trying to emulate in his little illustration. I think is. He's trying to say that the reason why black women are alone is because they're evil and white women take the shit that black men give them, I guess, and that's why they run to them, I guess. I don't know. That's the point that I can get out of it, because I couldn't get him to answer anything else. Go ahead.
Blaming black women. Why do we have to take the blame for everything? Because if you choose to date or to marry outside the race, I think that's all good. As long as you don't run around making crazy accusations against what all black women are, I've got no problem with you dating and falling in love with who you date and fall in love with. But why do black women
I think that's what he's doing, though. I think that's what he's trying to do. I think he's trying to say that the reason why black men are away from white black women is because black women have these attitudes, they're too strong, or they're never satisfied. So that's what he's saying. I mean, I couldn't see anything else, and I haven't even read the book, and I would assume that that is what he is saying, you know, and that's why he's showing these pictures of white women with black men and all these things. I mean, that is just not right. I mean,
based on the website, I would pay money for the book. Not because of the subject matter necessarily, but like, you didn't research. There's no research on there at all. It's just these blanket statements. Who are you? How do we know that you know what you're talking about? Are you a psychologist? Have you done some surveys? I didn't see statistics. I didn't see anything. All I saw was typos and bad grammar. So how are you all of a sudden a subject matter? I mean, you know, you're an expert on this subject. Why?
Because
you say so?
Yeah, well, you know, I offered him to come on this evening. I gave him the number and everything, and he may still come, but I doubt it. He never responded back to me saying that he would accept the invitation. So I wanted to get him on the phone, but since we're talking this subject, I think that's a good subject we can speak on tonight if we get the rest of the panel. And those that are listening, the number is 347-215-8539. This is We're Sexy Radio, and we want to kind of discuss why is it that some people, not everybody thinks this, but why is it that some people think that black men run to other women, other races, because black women are so hard or so strong that they can't, that they run men away? I mean, I just don't run black men away, because they're not running men away. They're these black men that are running away are using that excuse to mess with a white woman or whatever the reason. I think that's what it is, an excuse. I, you know, personally, I'm a black man. I don't feel that there is no black woman out there that's so strong that I can't deal with, that I have to run to another woman of another color. I feel that if I'm going to be, and I have been, my first marriage, I was in an interracial marriage, and that's because of love. It had nothing to do with I couldn't handle a black woman, or I just didn't want to be with one, or they were too hard. So I don't understand where he's coming from with that. I really don't. So, but Carmen is definitely, I'm glad you got me hip on him. I'm still going to try to get him on the show this year. Sometime, some way, we're going to see if we can get him on, because we definitely want to talk about that and see where he got his statistics from.
I didn't find him. He found me, which I thought was very, and it was funny because, I'm not going to lie, when I first read his message and saw just the title of the website, I was like, is he serious? Is he really hitting a black woman up with this?
So why is he talking to you if you're a black woman, right?
Right.
So why is he interested in talking to you? I mean, shouldn't he be talking to white women?
No idea. And he messaged me several times. Like, I didn't go looking for this dude. You came looking for me. And I'm just kind of like, I don't even know. What bothers me about the whole thing is, it's like, I feel like as a black woman, we take a beating in the media. We take a beating in so many other areas of our life. Like, the last thing we need is for this dude to be dumping more crap on us. Like, I just don't understand the why. Like, we're down. You can stop kicking us now.
And why does it have to come from another black person? You know, why does it have to be, you know, and it's terrible that we always tear each other, ourselves down. It's amazing that other races don't have, or other people in the race, because we're all in the same race, other people in the race don't have to do anything, because they can sit back and just look at us, bash each other, and they don't have to worry about doing it. I mean, just, you know, even the black on black crime and all that. I mean, just all these things that are going on, of course, it's been fueled by some of them somewhere down the line, somewhere, but we can't blame them all the time for everything. So this right here, what this guy is doing, you know, whether he wants to admit it or not, is running and finding an excuse to be with a white woman. If that's what he wants to do, I mean, be with one. I have no problem with you being with who you want to be with. The thing is, don't come up with an excuse on why you ain't with, you know. You know, just say you just want to be with them, and just admit it. Don't give an excuse on why you're doing it.
Well,
I think what it is, I mean, he probably can't stand walking down the street or something and holding hands with her you know, without people saying stuff, because people will still talk. I mean, you know, we're in 2012, but still, people still have that little thing that they say about certain things, and if you can't handle being in an interracial relationship, then don't do it. That's the way I think of it. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, do what you got to do. And just know that when you bring kids in that are mixed, you know, you got to also explain to them the reason why things are the way they are with them, you know, because you brought these kids in this way. And it's not nothing wrong. I'm not trying to say it in negative, but just, you know, you got to be able to be prepared to accept everything that comes with being in that type of relationship, which is nothing wrong with it, but you just still have to accept it because there are some bigots out there that still feel that it's not right. So, you know, I mean, but don't come up with an excuse on, well, I'm messing with a black or white woman because I can't deal with black women because they too hard on me or they don't give me a chance or I get home and they're dogging me out when I get home and they're arguing all the time and nagging me. You know, I mean, don't use that excuse. I just really, really despise that. I wish he would come on the show because I would ask him.
I'm surprised because he was all gung-ho about it. I told him, you know, who our audience primarily was. I was like, so, I mean, I think that your theories will definitely be questioned. And he was like, oh, you know, I'm prepared and we've won over so many naysayers and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, let's hear it then.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, you know, but and I'm in the chat room. I see there's some people there, and hopefully they'll ask some questions. The subject we're talking about tonight, if you're in the chat room and you just want to ask a question, the subject tonight, we're basically going over, we met this guy, and I don't even remember his name. I think it was Hubbard or something like that, last name. He's an author of a book. Him and this other gentleman have written this book. They're two black men. They have this book out. What's the name of it again? Why are
black women alone? Yeah.
And his theory, I guess, is that black women are too strong or something. I don't know. I hadn't read it, but I invited him on the show this evening, and he didn't show up, so he's not here. We're not going to dog him because he's not here. I mean, if he was here, we're going to say the same things that we would have said if he was here. But the thing is what made you the authority to say that all black women are a certain way and that's the reason why they're alone? I mean, first of all, how many of you are alone? Call in and tell me if you're alone because you can't get along with a black man. You know, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And we definitely want to hear from you. And you're in the chat room. We definitely want to hear from you there as well. I don't know. It's just wild. I was hoping that the other panel members would be here so that we can kind of discuss this thing. And they know the show is tonight, so they're probably going to come in. But I definitely want to get Cotton's take on this because, you know, I know she would definitely have something to say in the subject, and I definitely want to see what DV has to say on it. So hopefully we can get them both.
Oh, I don't know if I want to hear what DV has to say on it.
He's probably going to come with some wild. He's going to be far-fetched and wide open with it, but I mean, I just want to hear. I mean, and first of all, before we go any further, I'm not saying that I'm against interracial anything. Like I said, I was I've been in a couple of interracial relationships myself, not with the white women, but just other women, you know, other than black women. And, you know, it's all the same to me. I don't think that for me personally, when I was in those relationships, it's because I cared about that person. It had nothing to do with them being better than black women, or a black woman was too hard and I couldn't handle how she was handling me. I mean, yeah, black women are strong women. They do not take a lot of crap. That's true. I agree with that. But that's not the reason that I would not be with one, because I love my black women. I love black women, and I'm going to be with them as long as I can be with them. You know, I don't care how hard y'all try to be. And I don't think you're being hard. It's just the way things is, and if you can't handle that, then what the hell? I mean, I just don't know. I was going to say, what the fuck? But anyway, you know, it's just, I don't know. It just amazes me how people use excuses, you know, excuses for this. You know, I just don't understand it. Why are black women alone? Wow.
And the thing about it, like, I wonder if he even realized it, because, you know, like, there's a part of me that really wants to hurt his feelings, but I don't believe in making generalized statements against black men. But part of me wants to be like, well, maybe it's because so many of y'all are fucking up. Maybe that's why we're alone. I mean, don't throw that out there like it's all us. It can never be all us.
Well, no, I agree with you. How could it be? I mean, I don't understand that. You know, I mean, like I said, black women have been through a lot of things. Not saying that other women haven't. But black women have been through a lot of things. They're in situations that are more deeper because of things that are going on. What I mean by that is raising kids alone. A lot of things that they're doing. Not saying that other women aren't, because I'm sure there's some white women out there that have the issue. I'm sure there's other women that have things that are going on, and I think DV's here now. And I just don't understand how this guy can state, and I'm just assuming he stated this. I'm not saying because I haven't read all of his stuff, but looking at his website and insinuating what his message is, I'm thinking that this guy
Did
is saying
that converse with him at all?
Black women are alone because they're too hard, and we run to white women because we can't fuck with y'all. And that's fucked up. I really don't. I just think that is not right. DB, what do you got to say on that? I know you're here now.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year to you. I mean, and just to bring you up to speed before you answer, there was a guy, Mr. Hubbard, I don't know what his first name is, Fred or somebody. I don't know anybody. Him and this guy, another guy has his website out, and they have a book, and they approached Carmen first. Then he came to me and said, I was referred to you by Carmen because I've written this book, blah, blah, blah. And I offered to have him come on the show tonight. The name of the book is called Why Are Black Women Alone? And on his website, he has nothing but pictures of interracial couples with black men and white women and how happy they are with these white women. So what do you think about that? Come on, we want to hear your side of the story. Come on.
Well, you know, there are so many cliches already out there. You know, we can dog him all day. You know, especially
I'm not dogging him. I just want him to come back with something. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Oh, he's on the show?
No, he's not. I was
he's
trying to get him.
To
I was trying to get him to show up, but he didn't respond back saying that he was going to come. He said he wanted to come on the show, but he didn't ever come back with a response. So the brother's not here. And I'm not dogging him because of what he thinks, but we just want to know what authority does he have to say that that's all black women's problem?
What really gets under my skin about that whole ordeal is not the fact that, you know, there are men who love women, whether it be black men, because, like, I went to a party this weekend where I saw a bunch of white dudes with black women. That doesn't get under my skin. The thing that gets under my skin is when people try to justify it with some brash type of logic saying, well, you know, black women have attitudes. That's why men run the white woman. Well, maybe it's simply because you have an attitude, or maybe it's because that these people are genuinely attracted to one another. So rather than say, hey, it's just attraction, no, there has to be some reason behind it. Black men have to be running from black women. That really gets to me. That really gets under my skin when I hear people say things like that.
Well, you know, I just don't get it. Because, I mean, like I said, in the beginning of the show, I have been in interracial relationships myself. My first marriage, I was married to an Asian woman, okay? I was with her not because black women are fucked up and I can't handle a black woman. I was with her because I was in love with her, and we had children together, and we were together. We were married for 11 years, okay? That's the reason why I was with her. Had nothing to do with a black woman's attitude or a black woman's anything. Now, while I was in that marriage, from my experience, I'm going to tell you, I had a couple of black women come to me with that shit, saying that why you being the man that you are, you look like you look, why are you with this woman? You know, I mean, it's none of your motherfucking business, first of all. Second, why do I have to have an issue with you because I'm with somebody that's not in the same, because we're all in the same race, but the same color of me, okay? You know, everybody wants to say, we're all in the same race. Human race is the same race. It's not white race, black race. Everybody keeps saying that, but that's not true. So I just don't get that. I mean, there's even women that think that as well, that men run, black men run to white women because they can't handle them and whatever. So, yeah.
But don't get me wrong. There are some men who, this guy, who credit attitude with the problem rather than saying, you know, I like white women, and that's what I'm attracted to, and I don't need any justification. No. He has to go and demean another, you know, scores of women, saying that black women, generalized, have an attitude. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been with my share of people other than black women, but I love black women. But I'm not going to sit there and say, well, I went to some white woman because, you know, black girl X did this to me. That, to me, that's a cop-out. That's a coward's way out. rather than simply say, this is what I'm attracted to, and if you can't deal with it, that's tough, you got to justify it with some lame excuse, and that's what I don't like.
Well, why do we have to justify it?
There doesn't seem to be any personal responsibility when it comes to dating. If every black woman you have dated is angry, what you should be asking yourself is, why is it that I keep attracting these crazy chicks? Either they were crazy to begin with, and I'm somehow secretly attracted to that, or I'm doing something to drive them crazy. But nobody wants to look at their own responsibility in the situation. I say the same thing to women who keep dating cheaters. Why is it that you keep picking these men who don't value fidelity if you do? Like, you have to ask yourself some questions. At what point do you take a look at what you are and what you've done, as opposed to just, it's got to be all black women. All black women must be angry and crazy because the five I have dated are.
Well, we want to get some people on the outside out here. If you can call in, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and tonight's subject has turned into why black women are alone, which I don't understand why that he called it that, but I guess he's trying to explain why they're alone. And I want to know, if there's some alone black women out there, y'all need to call in and let me know why you think you're alone, because I don't think that the reason that he's saying you're alone is it. You know, like I said, the number is 347-215-8539, Word Sexy Radio. And also the chat room is open as well. I see people in there, and I ask a question, nobody is responding back. So if you got a question and you don't want to say it on the air, you can definitely ask it in the chat room. So please do that. And because we want to talk about this. And I'm hoping Ms. Cotton comes on, because I definitely want to get her take on this. This is just really weird.
Stop picking on Cotton.
No, Cotton, I just love Cotton because she always does her thing. You know, Cotton is cool with me, and we always, you know, she always does her thing. I know last week everybody probably thought she wasn't cool with me, but hey, we're all cool. We talk, we love each other. We talk shit, we cuss, we get mad, we do whatever, but we love each other in the end. So, I just want to know, the guy was bold enough to approach you, a black woman, Carmen, about this, but he wasn't bold enough to take it further. He came to me asking befriending me on Facebook and giving me his website. I asked him, did he want to be on the show? He said yes. I said, well, why don't you come on this Monday? I mean, this would be a great time to have you on. You have 2 hours to talk about your subject. He didn't respond back. So I don't know if he's doesn't have his words stuff together or what, but, you know, he just didn't come out. So if anybody knows of this book, has anybody read this book, call in. The number is 347-215-8539. Is the book even out there on, like, Amazon or anything? Let's look it up and see. I mean, is there a legit audience for this book?
Because he kept saying that he needed a distributor, which was crazy.
You bought it?
I was like, no. He kept saying he needed a distributor, but I was like, I'm not a self-published author. Like, you asking, you barking up the wrong tree, dude. I don't know. All of my books have been published to a publishing company. But then he was like, well, maybe you can put me in touch with your publishing company. Did you read anything about me before you contacted me? Because I don't know any novels, dude. Like, no, none of my publishers are going to touch this. What are you talking about?
Well, he did kind of come to me like he was looking for me to publish. I would never publish nothing like that. So if that's what you're looking for me to do.
Well, look, you know what?
No, okay.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you, Red.
Look.
I would publish. And
you would? Well, the book's all.
And the reason why is because the thing is, even notoriety is fame. You know what I'm saying? So whether it be positive or negative, any type of attention, it's still attention.
But understand this.
You know, I'm not going to, I mean, it's just like a movie that I may disagree with. My company as a movie, I may put it out, but then you put that disclosure out there. Like, look, you know, I don't condone any opinions that are expressed in this book. You know, so sometimes, we all need to step out, outside that perfect little circle that we have of comfort. And sometimes we need to publish something.
I understand what you're saying. And it's not that I'm scared I would publish it, I guess. That's not the case. The case is it's not, I don't know. I mean, to me, I would publish it if he had something to back up his statement. Whether I agree with it or not, then I would probably sue it. Okay, and here's the book. It is out there on Amazon, Why Black Women Are Alone, the Truth Revealed is the name of the book, by Hank Bullard and Jacquez Douglas. These are the two guys. Okay, now he's got 8 chapters in this book, and it talks about the problem, the if factor. These are the chapters. The masochistic mind, the friend factor, or the friend factor, the me mentality, the pride factor, why black men crossed over, and the basic foundation. These are the topics that he talks about in the book. Then he has a conclusion. Then he has his author's bios at the end. This is what's going on in this book. Okay, I mean, I get it, but I just want to know, does he have anything to back up, or any research or anything that to back up? Now, there are some pieces here that I can read in his introduction. That's here. I wish this guy was here, because I'm not trying to dog him without him being here. And if he wants to come on, he can definitely come on the show. It was offered that. Okay? So what we're saying here is we're just looking at the book. We're not reviewing it or anything. We're just talking about it. But he talks about in here, he says, this book also represents for the good black men out there that get taken advantage of all the time by these two-timey black women. These are good black women, good black men that really do love and care about the women in their lives. But these black women have always taken advantage of that. They either use them for their money and resources, or they keep them at a platonic friends while they run around town with the guy that they know is going to dog them out. Many good black men are frustrated, tired, and confused by black women's behavior. How they're always saying they want a good man, but when they get one, they either dog him out or find some reason why they don't like him. Okay, and I can keep going. And he goes into... And then he used the art of macking. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe this. No wonder he wrote this book. He's friends with Tariq K. Flex Nasheed. Now, have you ever heard of him? He's the guy who writes the books. He has a series out, The Art of Macking, how to, you know, and he has a series on how women can get with men to be gold diggers and all this stuff. Now, what the hell? He's friends with this guy. No wonder he's going to write a book like this.
Well, see, the thing is, you know how it is. And whenever you're writing something, you have to find people that are in your field that write the same things you do. I wouldn't, you know, I write erotic literature, so I'm going to be friends with people that write erotic literature. It's simply a like-mind type of thing, a group mentality.
I understand now.
You tend to group with people who think like you.
Well, now, I've read The Art of Macking. I got that book. I have both of his books. His books doesn't talk about dogging anybody. Anyway, basically, the books, The Art of Macking, is telling you how to get over on women. And then he does have a version that's out there on how women can pick a Mac out or tell when a guy is getting over on him. He does have that. So he did do both sides. So I'm not against Tariq's books or anything like that. But this guy somewhere got confused in this and felt like good black men are getting dogged by black women because they two-time them. Now, where the hell, I mean, okay, I'm not saying that there's no way that black women don't play around, because they do. I'm sure there's some that do. They're not all. That's just like all black men. Not all black men fuck around, but there are a lot that do. So how can you say that about every black woman?
I can't say that about every black man. You know, only
there you
because
go.
This. Only because this. I hate speaking in generalizations, but if you provide some statistical facts for me, that gives some sort of backing, that gives some sort of credence and credibility to whatever you're writing. If it's about conjecture and it's simply, you know, this is my opinion and this is what I've gone through my experience, well, you are one person. You know, you are one individual. So to say that, you know, your accounts are, you know, are the same that every man, or simply because you talk to 3 or 4 dudes that have the same opinion as you, that suddenly this becomes, you know, we're supposed to just accept this as fact. It just doesn't make sense. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. We talk about things like this at the barbershop, you know, crazy women, yak, yak, yak. But we don't take that out in the world like that's fact. You know, these are our insights and these are, you know, things that we've dealt with. But that doesn't speak for every black woman that we know.
Absolutely. Just like every black man is not a dog. But, you know, most times you hear what a lot of women do say, that all men are dogs. No, I have heard that,
right,
but that's not true.
Y'all can all y'all want to, but he just sounds like...
He's angry.
Yeah. Like,
well,
you, angry.
Well,
you got your...
You know what?
You,
hey, no,
game, you got your...
I want,
and now you're
should,
mad.
I'm not
want
to. But wait, before we, you know, before we dig this man's grave, we at least need to read, you know, something. You know what I'm saying? Because we can take this all out of context. Don't get me wrong.
Okay,
I don't
want to.
But don't get me wrong.
To me, if you're going to sell a book, you're going to sell a book, right?
Based on its title, right?
Controversy. No, not based on, I mean, but yeah, okay, the controversy. But then if I come to your website, aren't you going to have excerpts on there? Aren't you going to talk about how it is that you know how to write erotica? I mean, you're going to have
excerpts
to write erotica.
If this is his first book and his first website, you're not thinking like a polished author. You know what I'm saying? You're thinking like a newbie. So you're doing everything.
That's a polished author thing. I don't think that's a polished author thing. I don't think that's a polished author thing. If I'm going to put myself out, I'm an expert on
Are you serious? Have
whatever.
You seen newbie
if
websites?
I put
believe
myself out there.
Okay, like
I put myself
Melody,
out there as an
like,
expert on whatever.
If you look
you don't
at
think
my,
I will put something on there to back that up.
No, but like if you look at my website. Like, if you go to any one of my websites, Naughty Ink Press, NI Press Books, those are second attempts. Why? Because the thing is, the very first time you're making the mistakes. You're forgetting the excerpts. You're forgetting the blogs. Or you may be heavy on blogs, light on excerpts. Or heavy on excerpts, light on blogs. And then have pictures that are 10 months ago. So the thing is like, I'm not going to give anything
We're
to his website.
Mm-mm. We're not talking about.
Well, listen. Before y'all go any further
blogs.
In this, before you go any further in this, he's doing. We're doing exactly what he wants. We're talking about this book. We're talking about it, even if it's right or wrong, or how he guy came up with all this stuff. The objective for him is he's getting people to read it and he's getting people to talk about it, and that's what he's trying to do. We're doing exactly what he wants. You know, whether his information is right or not. Or whether he knows the truth or got statistics or whatever, or if he's a newbie, a writer, or whatever, it doesn't matter because we're sitting here right now on this radio show talking about his book. Whether we pissed off or not, we're talking about it.
It's not just a his book type of thing. It's not a his book type of thing because we got a lot of, you know, there are athletes who say these things. Like I remember
I know that.
A few years ago, Glenn Rice. Where, you know, he was having problems with his basketball game. And what did he do? He was like, I'm going to go ahead and drop this black woman. I'm going to get me my white woman. And, you know, I'm going to talk great about
anyway.
You know, he was like, I'm going to talk great about this white lady and talk down on my black woman, you know, this black woman I used to be with because she used to be a headache. Look, if you have problems with a black woman, that's perfectly fine. But to sit up there and say, well, it's because of the black woman I was playing bad and it's because of this white woman that I'm doing great, I have a problem with that. You know,
yeah,
I do too.
But, you know, he did. He ended up marrying, and I know his cousin. He ended up marrying a white woman. You're right. But the thing is just to use excuses like that, I don't understand why he has to do that. I mean, how can you say that a color of a woman determines on how you play a game or how you do
a certain
thing?
Thank you.
I just don't understand. How can that be?
Because she's mad when you come home because you're doing some bullshit that she don't like? I mean, come on. That could be any woman. Come on.
It's easy to attack us.
And but why do they want to attack black women?
Because why not? If you can have a scapegoat, and clearly we can be made the scapegoat. And the thing about it is, like, I remember the Glenn Rice thing happened, and even Albert Hainsworth, was just a year or so ago, when the waitress claimed that he, you know, touched her inappropriately, and his defense going to court is, oh, I don't even mess with black women. So she just jealous, and she made this up because blah, blah, blah. But it killed me that when dude pled guilty to the charges, there was no press coverage on that. Wasn't anybody, nobody was talking about that. Oh, you don't like black women. You're too good to date them, but you clearly touched this chick inappropriately, or else why'd you plead guilty? But it's easy, and when you say it to the media, nobody calls you out on it. Black women can't say anything, because if we say something back in response, then we're angry black women, and we're behind into the stereotype. So people get to dog us in public, and it's okay. It's okay for everyone to take out their frustration on us. We got to scapegoat for everything. The economy is our fault.
Do you believe that, though?
Carmen, listen, before, wait, DB.
Do you actually really believe that everybody is out to make you the scapegoat? Not you personally, but black women the scapegoat for this?
You say everybody, do I think every individual?
Okay, I'm going to say black men. Black men or some black men. No, I mean some black men. I'm just asking the question. Do you think that because some black men think this way and want to be with these white women and they want to come up with an excuse, they have to make black women that example? I mean, they have to. I don't know.
But I think they do. It's obvious that they do.
Dennis Rodman, who's talking all this smack about, oh, black women said I was ugly. Dude, you really think white women don't think you're ugly? They just saw dollar signs.
Well, you know, we could say that about, what's the guy that's in jail now for taxes? What's his name?
Wesley Snipes.
We could say, we could talk about him, because he said when he was in school, black girls dogged him because he was too ugly, too dark. They didn't want to be with him, so he messed with white women. Okay, I mean, whatever reasons that these people do that, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know.
But this is the thing. And this is what pisses me off more than anything. You know, you don't hear, you know, famous white actors and actresses says, well, you know, I don't date blondes because when I was in high school, you know, blondes this. Or I don't date redheaded girls because when I was in college, redhead girls did this to me. No, it's us. We're the ones who constantly put our foot in our mouths and then leave everybody looking dumbfounded like, I can't believe you just said that. So, I mean, yeah. It really comes down to a self-image thing. You know, people get money and all of a sudden it's like, well, I don't need you anymore because now I have money and I can get a better crop of person, in my opinion. You know,
okay.
I wish
well, you know, that could be OJ and that could be anybody else. You know, anybody would put a white
thing
on their arm.
But the thing is, Red, rather than just say, look, you know, this is what I'm attracted to and this is who I choose to be with, I think more people would be fine with that. There are people who are always going to talk under their breath, you know. But
right.
I think as a rule, people would be more fine with it if you just simply said, look, you know, this is what I'm attracted to, rather than like, well, I'm dating this, you know, this white woman because black women did me bad 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Man, grow up. Grow a thick skin. Grow some balls. You know?
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, but like, there is an alternate side to it. You know, Taye Diggs, as soon as, you know, he was, you know, black guy number one. As soon as people found out he was married to a white woman, all of a sudden he became public enemy.
DV, I'm going to cuss you out. Look here. Dude, people did not care. Black women did not care who that man was married to. Hey, DV,
you are a lie.
No, you are a lie, and so is he.
Okay.
Say that the only reason black women supported the movie Hitch was because Eva Mendez is Hispanic. That if they had put Will Smith in there with a white woman, we wouldn't have gone to see it because we were angry. You don't know what the hell we would have gone to see. You ain't never been a black woman. Don't pretend like you know what it's like to be me. Taye Diggs deserves everything he got, and not because of who he's married to, but because he didn't know when to shut his mouth.
Okay. It wasn't that.
All right, let me see if I got it. Hold it. Hey, people, hold it just for a second. Let me see if I got it. I may have a caller that's calling in. Let me see if area code 973, you have a question.
Hi, I knew you were going to call on me.
That's right. How you doing? What's your name and where you calling from?
Gwen. I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm eating some cereal and I shouldn't be. This is Gwen. How you doing?
Hey, Gwen. How are you? How's it going?
I'm fine. I was trying to stay in the background.
Well, do you have a question? Because you see, there, my panel is really going at each other right now.
I'm loving it.
Yeah,
I'm
breathing
really
real quick.
That.
And it's great. We're all going to do that. But we just want to see if you have a comment on this, because the subject, as you probably know, is there's a book that's out right now. It's called Why Black Women Are Alone. It's written by a guy named Hank Bullard, and I forget the other guy's name that's on the book with him. But he's saying that black women are, and I'm assuming because I haven't read it, don't quote me on it, but what I've read, the little pieces that I've read of the book, he's stating that black women are alone because black men can't get, you know, you black women dog white black men, and they just, you know, two-timers, and they do all these things to these men, and these good men, they say they want a good man, but he's not. When they get one, they don't know what to do with him. They want to be with somebody who's going to dog him and all that. So what do you think about that?
Well, it's a two-way street. You know, women dog men and men dog women, you know. And I don't think a lot of people are satisfied with who they have, so they go seeking other people. But as far as the black women being alone because of, you know, always doing something to men and stuff like that, I don't think that's really true. You know,
well, we
mean,
know it's not true, but I'm just wondering where he's getting this. It's got to be his own personal whatever he's been with, the people he's been with. I think that when people go through this kind of thing, they need to kind of look at themselves before they try to judge it all and say everybody's that way. And I know that's what Carmen's saying, and I know that's what DV is saying in his words as well. But the thing is what why do people put these things out there? I guess because they want to cause controversy or whatever. But to say that all black women are two-timers, I know, like I said earlier, that we've heard women say that all men are dogs or whatever. I mean, you know, I know it's a general statement, but I don't think they believe that. You know, it's said, but I don't think they believe that all the way to the point. You know, it just
well,
that.
My version is he wanted to sell books, so he's shocking you with.
And that's what he's doing. That's what I said. Yeah. He's selling. He wants to sell books,
mm-hmm.
and that's what he's doing.
And that's why a lot of people will buy it because they want to see his version of whatever he's saying, and he doesn't have to believe that stuff himself because, I mean, it's crazy, you know. And
well, if you go to his website, every picture, and he's really playing it well. He's putting his pictures of all these interracial couples. All the white women are happy with the black man. The black man is so happy that he has her, that he made the choice, that he's with her now. And it's just great that I got this white woman that does that takes all the shit that I throw at her and everything that she wants. You know, I can cuss at her. I can do whatever. I can come in when I want to, and she's going to be okay. She's going to, you know, give me all the oral sex I want and everything. It's just whatever. It's just how he's making it look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it just trips me out because it's just not real.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're mistaking love for these women wanting their money, you know, and they forget that, you know, that these women are out for what they can get. You know, I mean, if you quote the Tiger Woods and all of those guys like
absolutely.
That, you know,
absolutely.
Why weren't you looking for white women before? Why now all of a sudden, you know, everybody wants to have a white woman on their arm? You know, and you thinking that it's love, and it's not. They just saying, let me see, if I stay with him this many years and have this many children, ooh, let me see. Oh, I could get all of these millions, you know. So I think they're just fooling themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we thank you for your opinion, and, you know, you can stay on if you want. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of self-hate out there. Let's not pretend. There are guys who like, when I was growing up, you know, I went to HBCU, and there were dudes even on campus who would talk about, you know, how much white women are better than black women. It's like, dude, you are at a historically black college talking about you want to get with a white woman. You are truly at the wrong place if that's what you're looking for. But there's a lot of, you know, and I hate to be the one to say it, but there's a lot of self-hate. There's a lot of people who, you know, yeah, they may catch flack from black women, but rather than develop a thick skin, they rather just use an excuse as a way out. And that's what they do. They use excuses as a way out. And, you know, I'm not going to say that this man, the man who wrote this book, is, because he may truly believe what he's saying, or he may be trying to make a quick buck. You know, I'll never know until I read this book, you know, on what his mind state is and what his method of thinking is. So I'm not really going to comment on anything that he has to say, especially since he didn't really have the balls to show up tonight. But, you know, that's just my opinion. So, I mean, I'm kind of done with this issue, unless we're going to talk
well,
about
you know,
this
the,
issue compared to something else.
Well, we'll move on in the next hour, but to finish this hour out with this, I'm looking at some of the reviews on Amazon that he had. He has one star for one of the reviews, and the other one has five stars. So I was just going to kind of go into one of these reviews that he has. And
five stars,
man, this
somebody
was,
he knows.
This book was written back in 2008. It was published back in 2008. It's only 80 pages long, so it doesn't have that much. The cover has
a pamphlet.
Exactly. And the book has a Latino woman on the front that's looking at a black man with a white woman. So he didn't even use a black woman for the cover. You know, the one star that he has, it says, a friend of mine ordered this book and shared it with me, and I thought it was a joke when I first started reading it. Then I realized that these men are for real. They simply do not like, nor do they hate African-American women. They just don't like black women. This book gave them all the room that they needed to spew their feelings of inadequacy and weakness, which masqueraded in this book as goodwill and true. Only a woman with low self-esteem would take this stuff seriously. For example, the problem starts when they are raised to be so opinionated about things. There is nothing helpful, universally truthful, nor uplifting about this book. As an African-American male, this is a guy, I can say that they did not speak for me, nor for the majority of African-American men that I know. Their advice is outdated like some old-time players who think enough, who were rejected by their females and who
feel emasculated, so they want to strike back. And that's what I think. I think they had some cases where they were with some women that probably did some of these things. I'm not saying that they didn't experience some of the things that they're talking about. But the thing is, I think that they just was, just like Carmen said in the beginning of the show, it's who you be with, who you deal with. If you deal with fools, then you're gonna think everybody's a fool, I guess, if that's you attract. So they must have attracted some women that was getting after them for whatever reason, and they felt like all women are that way because they got dogs or whatever, you know. It's just crazy. But then there was a positive one, and this was written by a woman. She said, I ran across this book completely by accident, and I was looking for books, case studies, and anything on the mentality of my black sister. And she was saying how she felt that, you know, that some of the stuff they were saying was true, that some of these black women do these things, you know, the truth shall set you free, and it hurts like hell as well. I am a black woman with children, and I see what they are talking about amongst the places I go. See, this is where she may go around people that do stuff like that. You see what I'm saying? It depends on where you are. Women, most especially my sisters, don't sleep on this book. It will piss you off, but it will help you to in the long run. That's what she's saying, that this book is going to help you get yourself together so that you know how to treat a black man. You know, help this brother out and buy his book, I guess, and see if he's telling the truth.
Well,
you know,
if it's only got two reviews.
I don't know.
He's got three reviews.
Those only two that I read. One, he has a 5-star, a 1-star, and a 4-star review. And, you know, that's it. And the book's been out since 2008. Like
so
I
what
said.
What are you looking for a publisher for?
He's looking for a distributor.
Yeah, I'm saying that. But here's the thing, though. Like, you've been out since 2008, and you have researched that by now.
Yeah, that doesn't bode well.
This is part of what's in the book. I'm reading some of the stuff that's there. Another problem with black women is you have to work way too hard to even get with them. Black women feel that you owe them something just for even talking to them.
You
they
do.
Put on this
respect.
Stuck up act, turn down men all day, and then go home alone and holler, men ain't shit. Black women have to have a list of must-meet qualities that benefit them and only them. It's never what can I do for him. It's what I can do for me. Okay, that's what this is a quote. This is out of his book. So I'm reading some excerpts from his book that he didn't have on his website. But this is stuff. He's saying that black women are ungrateful. A black woman will let you go down on them with no intentions of returning the favor. And if they do, they have an attitude about it. See, this sounds to me like I said, it sounds like he's just met the wrong damn people, people that's doing stuff that he wanted them to do they didn't do, so he wants to write a whole book about it.
But see,
you know, it's just crazy. It's not even a book. It's only 80 pages.
I mean, Rick, me and Carmen, we can all agree on this point, that there have been people in all of our lives that haven't done, like we've gone down on them, they haven't gone down on us. There are people in our lives that, you know, we've treated them right and they've treated us wrong. And then if all three of us got together and put, you know, all of those bad things in a book, yeah, we could have a 100, 200-page book. But that doesn't mean that those few people who did those few things a few times represent every woman everywhere, every man everywhere.
But
you know
I agree. But, you know, he's only got 80 pages. It's two guys writing a book together, 80 pages, that's all they can come up with?
But no, seriously, you know what it reminds me of? When I was in high school, and, you know, like, if you don't have classes with your friends, you have to, like, write them notes and slide it into their locker in between classes or whatever. That's what it sounds like to
good
me.
Time.
You know, oh, I stopped talking to him because he said he was going to call me back at 10:15, but he didn't call until 10:25. Are you serious? We're grown now. Dude.
Okay.
He says,
fellas, you're tired. You tried to get that ass, done everything you can possibly think of, and then when she finally decides to give it to you, you're like, damn, this is it? That little half-ass lazy blowjob or weak dick riding she does is all you get, and then she has the nerve to sit there and look at you like you're supposed to be satisfied or something. Give us a break. Did we half-ass when we did the things we did for you, even the sexual things? Man, this is not even. Okay. All right.
It's
funny to me because when he inboxed me on Facebook, I was kind of like, huh? And And then I went to the website, and I still was like, huh. And part of me wanted to be like, look, dude, I don't know what the hell, how you got the cojones to approach a black woman with this BS, but you can go fly.
Maybe he didn't know you was black.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe that's what the problem is. But I was like, well, no, when I really thought about it, I was like, I wouldn't, you know, want someone to slam the door in my face because they don't agree with the subject matter. So I still did everything for him that I told him I would do, which included introducing him to Red. When he was asking me all the stuff about the publishers, he was kicking me off because I'm like, clearly you haven't researched. If you don't understand the difference between self-publishing and me telling you that I have been published through commercial publishers, and you don't understand that different publishers tend to handle different subject matters. So, like, you've done to what amounts to basically no research. But I'm still going to hold out this stick to you. I'm going to do what little I can for you and then let it go from there. So I did all that, and now I'm so glad that I didn't read the excerpts first because I probably would have told him, let me tell you what you can do for me. And none of it involves me helping you.
Okay. Well, Gwen, do you have anything else you want to say because you're still on? You still there, Gwen?
I'm sorry.
Eat her cereal.
Are you still eating, Gwen? Are you still eating, Gwen?
Cereal, delicious.
Well, everybody has said everything that I was thinking. You know, that this man, he's a nutcase or something. I don't know. To write a book, pages, and then expect everybody to believe what you're saying. And no, he's just crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to let you finish eating. I'm going to put you on mute, but I'll come back to you, okay? But, you know, it's just weird because, you know, for him to even come with that story, you know, 80 pages, and I'm finding now on the cover it's three writers. So one of those people are just a contributor, and the book was published through iUniverse, which is definitely a self-publishing type of entity.
Vanity Press?
It's a Vanity Press type of publishing company, and which is no problem with that. He probably could have went to a mainstream publisher and probably got published. But the thing is he didn't do any research. You know, if you go to a mainstream publisher with something like that, or even my publishing company, I'll use my publishing company because I'm going to be mainstream. You know, my thing is you got to have, if you're going to write a controversial subject like that, you definitely got to have your research and something to back up or some type of statistical something. You know, the good and bad, because compare and contrast. I don't want you to come with me with one-sided stuff saying this and that. You know, you definitely got to have more than just a one-sided avenue. If you want to say that all men are dogs, then tell me why all men are dogs and tell me why some men might not be dogs or something. Or, you know, give me something. I mean, just for him to say that a woman don't want to go down and when she does go down on me is half-assed, you know, that's bullshit. That's just not enough.
It really is.
you know, it's not enough. I mean, you might not know how to put, you know, you may not know how to eat her. But you're not saying that. You're saying you're doing everything right, and she's doing everything wrong, and they look at you like, are you satisfied?
Yes,
it could be the woman. It could be, but I doubt it.
Here's what I'm thinking.
I truly
every
doubt
time
it.
I
go
have
ahead,
dated a guy named James, it's been a problem. So I am now going to publish my own book telling all women, don't ever date a man named James. Anybody with the name James is bad for you.
Damn.
So okay. clearly that's rooted in fact because, you know, because
exactly.
I met a guy named James who didn't do the same thing.
Right.
You know,
wow.
I mean, it's just petty, you know, and it's sheer pettiness because, like, let's be honest. I have yet to see, like, okay, let's say, for instance, this is a statistical fact that single white mothers eat up most of welfare. All right, because they represent most of who's on welfare. So I'm waiting for this book, you know, by white guy X to talk about how single white moms are ruining America. Let me see this book. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't
I'm waiting
exist.
On that one, too.
But
yeah,
that's
I'm
my point. It doesn't
too.
Exist. Why? Because, you know, what kind of moron is going to shoot himself in the foot? You know, and this moron who wrote this book, and I can call him moron because based on his opinions, you know, there's no factual information. It's all based on hearsay. Well, this guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who told me this story, like what? You know, and even if it's based on his own life story, you know what I'm saying? It's one individual. You are one.
I'm gonna tell you what I think. If y'all don't mind me saying, I'm going to tell you what I think. Since he's friends with my man who wrote The Art of Macking, I think he tried to do the principles of The Art of Macking on some of these women, and they just deterred his shit. So now he thinks women ain't shit because it didn't work for him. That's what I think. If you ever had a chance to read Tlaib's book, read it, because his books tell you the game on what men do to women and how they can get it and how they categorize women and everything. He's telling this to everyone, not just men, but he also wants women to know so that they won't fall into the category of that. But this guy truly took this and probably tried to pimp women and do like this guy who used to be a pimp who wrote this book, and probably it didn't work for him, so now he feels like, I got to write a book that all women, all black women are by themselves because they can't, because it didn't work.
Well,
that's the only way that I could get out of that.
I've read The Art of Macking, and it, I'm sure it works on some women, but most women
it does. I have both of those books. It's three of them. Yeah.
Well, if he tried it on a woman with sense, then of course it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. Clearly, this dude is still jacking off single. Like, I don't know any woman who would, I don't care who she is, who would support, you know, a man just downing women like that. You know,
well, you know, I tell you what, if I was a white woman and I knew he wrote this book, I wouldn't fuck with him either.
Yeah, because I mean, women in general, it's like, you know, if I wrote a book on you know, women and like, you know, if I wrote a book on black women, you know, demeaning and undermining who they were and what they represent, a woman should be ashamed of herself if she were trying to date me. You know what I'm saying? If she was putting forth actual effort to date me, knowing how I feel about, you know, like, look, you know, put that hate aside and be with me because you enjoy being with me, not because you hate somebody else.
Okay, well, on the back of this book, it has, this is supposed to be a self-help book, okay? On the back, it has that these three guys are regular guys and are telling life like it is as far as relationships go. These experiences come from their own lives and other men and women they've encountered. So that right there tells you there's no research, there's nothing. It's just some niggas that got together and wrote a damn book and decided that, I hate to say it that way. it actually came up before I thought about it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call y'all niggas, I'm sorry. But anyway, it's just some men who got together, black men, who were messed up in their minds and, you know.
I'm going to say, I think you turn men loosely.
Yeah, well, and here's another piece, and I know we're tired because DV wants to get off it. We got about another minute, and then we're going to change the subject and talk about something else. But it says, the kind of women I like physically wise, I like tall women with big breasts, though I'm not against short women either, just as long as they got big breasts. The physical is not as important as what is on the inside, though. Long hair, thick thighs, and sexy feet. A woman who keeps herself maintained at all times, manicure, pedicure, getting hair done, likes to work out, and is not lazy.
That has nothing to do with being on the end.
I love bisexual women. Listen, let me finish this. Personally, I love bisexual women. She's really into other women and not afraid to walk up to one and ask her if she wants to come home with us. That's right. I love a bold, aggressive, kinky woman that's not afraid to see something she wants and go right after it. Someone that's not shy about her personality or sexuality and fetishes. Someone who's got my back no matter what. Spiritually wise, she has to be a giving person, someone who treats people the way she wants to be treated. And I can keep going. This dude is, okay.
What kind of
is
it?
Fucked up.
But listen to what he said.
Self-help book.
This dude said, what's on the outside is not what's important on the inside, and then in the very next sentence proceeds to tell you what she has to look like. What? You know,
first of all, when you write a book like this, what does it matter what you like personally? If you're supposed to be doing a self-help book to help other people, why don't you have a title or a chapter, What I Like?
But think of how backwards that is. That's like me telling
you. Okay, why would you do that?
You say, I like what women have on the inside, like thick thighs. How are thick thighs on the inside? Dude, what the hell are you talking about?
She ate a lot on the inside to get the thick thighs.
Yeah, well.
You know, these some dudes who got together that was drinking one day and they decided they wanted to write something, you know. That's why I prefer white women. Okay, let me tell you why he prefers white women. The type of women I'm looking for First and foremost, is beautiful in mind, body, and spirit. Nice black body in shape. It didn't say black. Nice body in shape. Likes to keep herself up for her man. She likes to dress sexy on a regular basis. Since I love a lot of different women, I like her to be bisexual, and we got that before, and have a high sex drive. Drama fee, knows how to be submissive and dominant when it is time to be dominant. Body-wise, I like a woman that has a great lower torso, nice legs, a great ass, and beautiful feet. A sexual free spirit, someone who knows how to keep my attention and will try anything twice. She has no mentality of words, woulda, coulda, shoulda. A woman that's happy, being a loving housewife, she's willing to do anything with me. She has to love to pamper her man and appreciate being pampered by me. As far as her race goes, it's very slim chance that you will find this in a black woman with all these traits. That's why I prefer a white.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is a self-help book that's telling me that he calls black women not Nubian queens, but Nubian nuisances. That's what he calls them.
Ooh.
They are Nubian nuisances.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Okay.
Name caller?
Yes.
Name
okay, so he wants a white woman because he wants a Stepford wife. He wants a Stepford wife. That's what he wants.
Okay,
now,
but is he making enough money for her to stay at home and do all that stuff?
It doesn't even matter.
About?
It don't even matter. That woman does not exist. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what race she is. She just doesn't exist.
As a general rule, I do not like to speak for all black women everywhere because I don't know all black women everywhere. But I'm going to go out on a limb this one time and say I'm speaking on behalf of all black women everywhere. Mr. Bullard and whoever your co-authors are, we would much rather be alone than to end up with idiots like you. So we're good. You just keep chasing them white girls and leave us alone. It's all good in the hood. We are very happy with that choice. Go ahead.
Wow, the only thing that
I hooked you up with a white girl.
The only thing that surprised
First of all, these
me,
some young these some young dudes, okay? These cats
yeah,
are young.
Clearly.
No.
Okay.
No.
First of all, here's their bio. Let me go into the bio. Okay.
Have you seen his Facebook page? They're not young. No.
No, this guy said he was born in 1982. That's young to me. Okay, I'm the oldest here. So one of them was born in 1979, the other one was born in 78. These are young guys. Okay?
That's my generation.
He's from Houston, Texas. Okay, listen. This guy's from Houston, Texas, but was raised in San Diego, California. A former troubled youth, Dion decided to change his life in January 2000. He joined the United States Marines and was honorably discharged in 2005. He moved to Memphis, Tennessee in 2006 and met with Jaquez, the other guy, Douglas, while working at a mowing company. He attended ITT Tech in San Diego and majored in multimedia. But when he moved to Memphis, he switched his major to pharmaceutical technology and now has his associate's degree. Okay, that tells you a lot about them. Jaquez, this other guy, was born in October 9th, 1979 in Dallas, Texas, but was raised in Memphis, Tennessee most of his life. An ex-football player at Ole Miss football camp. That's what he said. This guy, he went to Ole Miss.
In other words, he never made the team. He was just
Their senior year in high school, and he had been best friends with this guy. Has dated many women in and out of his race, and considers himself quite knowledgeable in the art of dating, and was eager to contribute to this project. How can somebody born in 1979 be old enough to know about dating like that? Anyway, other guy, Henry Bullard.
I was going to 77.
I was going to say,
Okay. Henry Bullard III, or Hank, as most people call him, was born November 22nd, 1978, in San Diego, California. A Navy brat, Hank has lived in Virginia Beach, Seattle, wherever, where he continually resides. He lives in Tennessee. They're all in Tennessee right now, Memphis. Hank was always fascinated as to why in human behavior, which his wife, psychology, was always his favorite subject. Hank was inspired to write Why Black Women Are Alone after so many females would ask him why they can't keep a man or why they always pick the wrong man, and is the narrator throughout most of this book. Hank is also a poet with a book due out next year. Now, I don't know if that's ever came out. Okay, but all right, so now we got kind of a background here.
Backdrop. Okay, I'm going to say this. I lived in Memphis for actually a few years, and the women that I've encountered in Memphis, like, and I'm not speaking for all women in Memphis because, you know, I love, you know, some of the women. Okay, let's be honest. When I was living in Memphis, it was very hard to deal with some of the women because it's kind of like this type of mentality that you got to have something to be something. You know what I'm saying? That's not speaking to all Memphis women, but while I was in Memphis, I encountered that more often than I would have liked it. But that didn't mean that all women were like that.
It doesn't mean that they are all alone because of that either, or that they deserve a book that's written like this.
Yeah, but
that is dogging all black women.
Right. I would never demean the women in Memphis simply because there were a lot that I met that were genuinely good people. But there, in the same breath, there were a lot that I met that kind of felt like if you wanted to be something, you need to have something. You know. But that is no way indicative of all black women everywhere. Because when I was living up north, there were a lot of women who were sadiddy, who were more like, look, if you can't bring something, you know, to the table that is you know, enough to keep me happy, then we can't be together. But I'm not going to stigmatize every woman up north like that simply because that's not all women. Those are young women who think like that. And clearly these dudes are constantly dealing with young women who haven't matured, and they felt like, oh, I'm going to write a book about all these women who haven't matured yet. You
but
know,
they
and
haven't
I think
matured.
It's wrong.
So how can they attract a mature woman?
Clearly. Because Memphis
I'm
is not.
In there,
I'm going to tell you, Memphis
I'm
is
in
not.
In their dating range, and I wish a dude would come out and come at, oh, I don't even want to, no.
Do you want to hear some of the excuses that they have? They said there are some black women who will play the insecurity card as they make themselves feel better. And they have four examples of that. Do you want me to read them?
Go ahead.
Okay. Here is their little brief rundown of some of the excuses. They're just a bunch of insecure men who are looking for women to control and dominate. That's number one. They're just a bunch of lames that could never get women, and now they're just lashing out. Yeah, I guess they're talking about what it is, that the reason why they go to these white women or something. I guess this is what they're saying, that these women are mad because of this reason. They're a bunch of bitter, angry black men who didn't have enough game to hang out with black women. They just have small penises, and now they're mad at the world and everyone in it. That's the reason why they go to black, go to white women. That's what, because they're saying that these women are saying about them.
That they have small dicks,
that they,
well, like I
they,
said,
they don't have no game, that they're lame, and that they're just angry at women because they can't get what they want out of a black woman. They can't control them.
Clearly they mess with young girls.
Angry.
Yeah, and they still have a lot of growing up to do, because if you're messing around with young girls, then that clearly means that you haven't grown up yourself. Because we all know that 18, 19-year-old girl who's like, man, if I ain't got to do with 10 inches of dick, you know, he can't be with me. You know what I'm saying? So you're still messing with those young-minded, temperamental girls. You have no idea who women are, because all you know is what girls think like.
Well, you know.
No woman is going to tolerate them, DV. I don't know a woman with good sense who would tolerate them speaking like this. Like, that's crazy.
The only reason why nobody would know they thought this way until they started talking this way. So that's the reason why you don't want to tolerate them. But you don't knowingly see a black man and not want to tolerate him because of whatever. I mean, he has to give you a reason like these guys are doing.
But he's going to start speaking. And when he starts spewing that bullshit, any real woman is going to walk away.
Well, he's not going to tell you that. If he's trying to talk to you, he ain't going to talk to you with this because he's trying to get with you. But apparently he's been with some women who, right? I mean, apparently he's been with women and he felt that this is what he thinks in his mind.
They want.
All right, it's three of them that got together because they apparently, what it sounds like to me, Memphis women are hard on their ass and they can't handle the shit that they throw at them. I've been to Memphis several times and I know how the women are up there to a point. I'm not saying I know them exactly to the well, but I think that if you go anywhere, you know, women are different in other places, but still, you still have to know how to come to a woman, first of all, for her to even want to even be bothered with you. So, you know, all this bullshit that they're talking about in this book is just that, bullshit. So,
what it
I
is
mean,
is
I don't
cowardice.
Know.
It comes down to cowardice.
It is.
Because rather than get to know a woman, you know, you go and try to get with girls trying to get ass, and when they tell you you got a small dick, and all of a sudden you're mad at women. You know, I mean, look, if you want a woman, then act like a man. You know, do the things that a man is supposed to do, and you will attract a woman and not a girl. I mean, don't get me wrong, a small dick is a disability. I'm sorry. But, you know,
yeah.
You know, if there's nothing more to you than the size of your pecker, then you always going to be lonely.
Exactly. It should be more than just about the dick anyway. I mean, you know, I mean, what happened to communication and all that? Finding out about a person, dating, like we talked about last week. What happened to that?
Look, I got a friend in Memphis. All right, this girl was highly sexual. I mean, she was bi, she was kinky. It just so happens that, you know, she met, like, her husband. She was always disappointed because her husband never did the thing she felt like a man was supposed to do. Okay, she ended up meeting this dude who was the perfect man, you know, but he only had, like, a 3 or 4 inch dick, and she still fell in love with him, and she climaxed with him. So it's not about what you got below your pants.
I'm trying to call.
I can hear it.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking, man.
But like I said.
I'm sorry.
The number you have reached is no longer in service. Please hang up and try your call again.
No, we hope that don't happen. Hey, Ms. Cotton.
Yes, sir.
How are you? This is Red Snapper calling you from Word Sexy Radio. And we've been on for about 1 hour and 10 minutes, and you're not here. How are you, baby?
I'm good.
You have missed
it. Call Joe up. Like,
right. This is so funny. I'm so caught off guard right now.
That's okay, sweetie.
That's because you're on candy telephone.
We want you here because we're talking about this. I'm going to let... Can I let Carmen kind of explain this a little bit to you, because it was approached her first, and I wanted to give it to you.
Carmen,
and then we're going to get
no bias.
No bias. Carmen, go ahead.
Explain the story. Just explain
no
the story.
Bias.
Yeah,
no bias. Well, I don't even know if I can tell the story with no bias. Okay. Last week, I got a Facebook message. This guy friended me, and then he sent me a message saying that he'd heard about my books and blah, 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 and he wanted to talk to me about his own book. So he includes his website, which is titled www.whyblackwomenarealone.com. So I'm like, huh? So I go to the website, and I'm like, is he serious? But I was like, well, you know, have you gotten on radio shows, you know, blah, 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 this, this, and other. So I introduced him to Red, and he was supposed to come tonight. Red offered him a chance to come tonight so he could explain why it is that black women are alone, and he didn't show. So we've been reading through his book to discover exactly what's wrong with black women. And it's been interesting, to say the least.
Well, what we've been reading, Cotton, is there's three guys that wrote this book, and they all had a fucked up encounter in Memphis, is what I'm getting out of it. They just don't know how to deal with women in Memphis, so they want to say all black women are fucked up because they don't know how to deal with women in Memphis. That's what I'm getting. And on the website, they have all these pictures of them with white women and saying that white women is the answer and everything. So that's what we've been talking about. So we wanted to get your input. I wanted you so bad in this that I called you because I wanted you involved. So please, sweetheart, please put your input on that. And then we're going to get the chat room because there's some questions in the chat room as well. Okay, go ahead.
You know, to me, there are some really good men out there. And then there are men out there like that make women then understand why we are alone, because we're dealing with that type of mentality. To me, that's my opinion, those are weak men. They're very weak men. Because it's not that, you know, black women have a problem and why we're alone. It's just that we have to deal with men like that that make us say, I'm better off alone. So, those are weak men.
All right. Well, you know, another reason why I called you is I want to also make sure that everybody understands that me and you don't have any conflict, because I think last week they thought we did, some people. And I wanted them to see that we don't, because you're my girl, and I would never, ever go against you. I don't give a fuck if you cuss me out on the air. We would never be broke up.
No, we don't have any conflict.
No, but getting back to this, you know, these guys are weak, and you know, they want you to read this book. That's the reason why they're doing this controversy. They want you to go out, and the book's been out since 2008, and this is the first time I've even heard of it. And it's called Why Black Women Are Alone, The Truth Revealed. It's three guys who got together who all met in Memphis, because they're all from different places. A couple of them from San Diego. One of them is from Houston. And they all met in
Memphis. And they
wrote this little 80-page pamphlet, because it's not really a book. And it's talking about why they say black women are by themselves, why they think so. And because one of the things we were talking about is because the dude said that he wanted her to go down on him, and she would look at him all crazy, and when she did go down, it wasn't like it was nothing. He said, that's it, and then she looked at him like, well, I gave you what you're supposed to get now, you know, and he just made it sound, you know, I'm only paraphrasing now, but he made it sound like it was just, like, you know, I don't know. I really don't. Okay, so we got some questions from the chat room. I think Honey Rain said, you asked the question, why are black women alone? I don't want to say the cliche that we aren't, where there aren't any men around. We're getting more into the Bible. I grew up with, and it's knowing that as a black woman, we aren't allowed to search. Okay, I get it. But what do y'all think about that? I don't think that's what it is. I don't think, you know, she's saying that biblically that, you know, women shouldn't go out and look for men. Okay, I can go with that. But I think getting back to the question, back to what we were talking about, this guy saying that the reason why black women are alone is because they treat us, black women are so evil, and they're so, they nag when you come home, and they're always doing this and that, and, you know, and they probably saw that video that was out not too long ago about the angry black man. He comes home, and he's got this white woman in his car. Have you ever seen that video where the guy is coming to pick up his kid from his ex-wife? She's black, and her girls are in the house. He's outside.
Yeah, that was a movie.
Right. And what happened was, he comes to pick up his kid, and he explains to her, okay, I'm paying for this house, I'm paying for all this stuff, so what are you talking about? I get tired of coming home, and you're always angry, and you're always dogging me, and you're always this and that, and all this stuff. So, yeah, I got this woman who ain't doing this, you know, and she just happened to be white or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, so what is your take on that? Anybody? And anybody out there that wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sex Radio. And we're talking about this subject tonight because it came up. And this is brothers or black men that's writing this stuff, you know, and it's crazy. You know, another question that also came out of the chat room, and then I'm going to let you guys speak because I know you want to, is in one of your books, the part two, how did you come up with the married couple wanting a surrogate? Okay, that's something to do with one of my books. I'll have to That's in Scandalous Motives, Heartless Reaction. Relentless Ambitions. And I'm going to answer that question. But first, let's get the first thing that I said out. Okay, the angerness. Is that, you know, y'all saw the movie, so was that justified?
I think the guy handled that in that particular instance. I think he handled it the way that it should be handled.
I believe as
African American women, we need to stop acting the way that that woman was acting. And you either A, you let it go and deal with it, or you don't deal with it. You have options. See, and when I say that, I mean if he was coming to pick up his child and she knows she's that pissed off and she doesn't want to deal with him, then have somebody else meet him at the door instead of you. So that way you're not displaying that angry because that trickles down to the child.
Well, you know, so I think the reason why she was angry is because her girls was coercing her. The way they showed that in that particular piece that I saw, two friends sitting there, one of them saying, you know, he ain't shit. Girl, look at him. He drove up here. He got this white woman in the car. Who is that? You know, they coercing her to do something.
They were all like, They all were out of line. All of them. Every last one of us women that were sitting there were out of line. I don't allow my female friends to tell me how I should react to any man that I'm dealing with, because you can never say that you wouldn't deal with something unless you've been in my shoes. So I'm not going to allow you to dictate how I handle this man, because it's between me and him, not me, you, and him and her and her and her and her and her. That's not how it works. I'm not sleeping with you. When I sleep with him, you ain't there. When we made this baby, you wasn't there. When we got married, you wasn't there. So, therefore, this is between me and him, and I'm not going to let my mama can't dictate how I deal with the man that I'm with, because that's not her place.
There's a lot of people. I mean, I saw the movie.
But a lot of women do.
I mean, I saw the movie, and it was terrible, but it wasn't terrible because of the point. It was just, like, you thinking it's a movie, and it's just a series of skits, you know.
Right.
About, and it's like everything's out of order. They try to do it like Pulp Fiction, and they did it wrong. But this is the thing, you know, at the end where, you know, they take that little excerpt, and you have to wait to the end of the movie to see it. And ultimately, you know, like Cotton said, you know, he handled it right. You know, in that situation, he handled it. He's like,
in that case,
you know, these are my kids, you know, and I pay this mortgage and I take care of you. And you wouldn't let me do that because you felt like, you know, your friends put in your ear that, you know, no matter what you're getting, you're supposed to get more. And as long as, you cave into that peer pressure, it's not just us in this relationship. It's everybody's in this relationship, you know.
Right.
Ultimately,
right.
When you get in a marriage, and he said like this, when you get in a marriage, man, it's supposed to be me and you. If we can't work these problems out, the worst thing you can do is bring somebody else in.
Right.
Back to the topic at hand.
You
know,
okay.
As far as black men and black women, you know, do I think these dudes are immature? Yes. Do I think they have, you know, their point of view? Yes. Now, does it happen sometimes? Yes. But like I said, I'm not going to write a book on sometimes if I'm not going to back it up with fact. And
right.
That's what that's what they failed to do. You know, this is all about, you know, my point of view and my experience. Well, that's fine and dandy. But until you can bring some statistical facts into this book, then you have nothing to say. It's a book about opinions.
And that's the way it's written. The book is even written that way. It's written in opinion.
But even that, that's fine. You know, if you have an opinion about something, that's fine, because maybe that's what you're dealing with. But like we always say, you can never say that all women is like that, because you haven't dated all women. You haven't dated all men, so you don't know. It's just the people you're dealing with, the people that you know that's in your circle. But at the same time, don't be putting down the black sisters, because we the ones that brought your ass in. We brought you here. We're the one who raised you until you got to the point so you can have a damn opinion and then talk down to us like we ain't shit. That's not cool.
That's why we wanted you here. Okay, now, we got about 32 minutes, and I know that, Carmen, you probably have something else that you want to say, don't you, before I go into something else. You have something else you want to say on that?
No, I was just saying that I could have respected it more if they had titled it Our Experiences with Black Women, or even why the three of us don't date black women.
Well, they say that later. They don't say that in the title, though. They say that in the back, in their autobiography.
Right, but they're putting
in their bios,
they say help book. You're not helping anyone with this. All you're doing is rehashing your life experience. They call it an autobiography. Their autobiography, great.
But
black women, all black women alone, you make yourself sound like an expert on this subject, as though you're coming.
Absolutely. Like I'm looking to see Dr. So and So, PhD in something, or human psychology or something like that. But I don't see any of that. These guys. One of them had an associate's degree. The other one went to ITT Tech, and the other one didn't have a degree at all, I don't think. So I don't know where all this is coming from. But it's just their own opinions, like you said, and it's nothing to do with anything that makes sense. So, you know, I guess we can keep beating this shit if we want to, but I'm through with it. I'm gonna let it die, because apparently they don't know why black women are alone. And I don't think all black women are alone. And most of the ones that are, most of the cases they are, is because they want to be, not because they have to be, or because all the black men are running to another woman, another type of woman. So,
because to be honest, any one of us black women can have any man. of our choice or that's approaching us, but, you know, it's what we desire that is most attractive to us. We don't just want no any old thing. We want the person that fits our life. So, therefore, we don't mind waiting on that. It's not that it's because we're alone. It's because we're preparing ourselves for the one we're supposed to be with in some cases. Not all of them are like that, but in some cases.
I failed to tell you, also, these guys, the guy that wrote the book is also like one of the friends of the guy who wrote The Art of Macking. So that right there tells you that the reason why he's feeling this way is because they used the Art of Macking techniques and it didn't work. Okay. Now, let's change the subject for a minute and go into the chat room, because there was a question by Honey Rain. She asked a question that was in one of my books, The Scandalous Motive Series. In part two, there's a married couple that was together in this book. The names of the characters is Frederica and Javon. And they're together. He's a doctor. She's an architect. Anyway, the reason why, and what happened was they had a surrogate. She lied to him in the beginning before they got married, and she played this game up until he finally figured out that she couldn't have kids. So she decided that she would get a surrogate to have this child or have a child by him, because he was so adamant about having this kid. So what happens is he gets a surrogate, she gets a surrogate, but the surrogate kind of does what she wants, and instead of just taking artificial insemination, she gets the husband and fucks the husband and gets pregnant. So what happens after that is the wife gets mad because of how it was done, because she wanted the surrogate, but then she finds out that the dude is wanting to leave her for that. So that's, and to answer your question, Honey Rain, that's how it came up. She came up with the idea that she wanted to have a surrogate, but then once she got the surrogate and saw how he was into the damn surrogate and wanted to leave her for the surrogate, that's how it got, why she got furious. Okay, so now we're off on that one. But anyway, for those who don't know, Scandalous Motives is a four-book series that I've written that's out there. Get it, check it out. And it's a whole bunch of scandalous things going on about different cases. And these guys probably could have been in it. I could write a book about them and call it Memoirs of a Broken Player or something, and, you know, find out how his ass got fucked up because women wouldn't let him get away with the things that he wanted to get away with. And I'm probably going to do that because, that's a damn good book, I think. You know, y'all gave me a damn good idea, and I'm going to probably do that shit.
Yeah, you should call it Memoirs of a Scorned Man.
Of a Memoir of a Scorned Man? Memoirs of a Scorned Man? Actually, I do have an idea that I wanted to do that kind of falls into that, and I'm going to use that. And they can get mad at me all they want and everything. They should have put this shit out. The book is called Reversal of a True Player. That's what I wanted to call it, Reversal of a True Player. And I was going to have it where this guy goes out and he's getting over on women, and then eventually he's going to find that one that's going to fuck his ass up and reverse all that shit on his ass. He's going to be like, I can't. And be like this guy. You know, I got to write a book about women that's fucked up because they, you know, I can't get over them because Talib told me in The Art of Macking, I'm supposed to be able to mack these women and I can get them and shit and it ain't working because I got a little dick. But anyway.
The Art of Macking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the books out there, I got them. They exist. I have them right here in front of me. I've read them. They're good books, but it's just, you can't, this is a pimp. This guy used to be a pimp that wrote the books. Okay, he's telling you how to mack women. He also has one out for women, how to mack men, how to get over, how to be a gold digger to a man. So, I mean, you this is your best friend, and he's telling you how to get women? And then you try to shit in Memphis, and it don't work, or wherever you at, and then you want to write a book that women are dogs? Basically what you're saying. Why black women are alone. I'm trying to get off of this subject, but I just can't. I mean, I got 26 minutes. We can talk about this all the way to the end, but these niggas has just fucked it up for everybody. I'm sorry I'm calling them niggas. I called them that again. Damn. Anyway, I just don't get it. I just don't understand why they, you know, DV already summed it up and everything, that they're idiots. We know that.
Well, you know, I get it. Women have been taking pot shots at men for so long. I guess maybe they feel like they need to, you know, return the favor.
Yeah, I guess.
But it really ain't working.
Yeah, I guess.
If you got to return it with hate and opinion, then you might as well not even read them in the first place.
Yeah,
Well, it's a pamphlet, because anything that's less than 100 pages to me is a damn pamphlet. And then to call it self-help and it's all opinionated, there's nothing in there that's clinical at all in the book. Everything that they've written in is talking like we're talking right now. You know, man, I was going out with this girl, and she did this to me. She didn't suck my dick right. So, man, fuck that. I don't want to be with no black woman. I'm going to get to a white woman because they do everything you want them to do, and they don't talk shit back to you, and they let you do all this. That's what it sounds like to me.
Okay? But, you know, I'm sorry, D.V. Go ahead.
I know. Basically, what he's like, I'm going to give me a white woman because they happy with my little pecker. And that's essentially what he said.
Well, she won't look at me stupid after she sucks my bitch. She'll swallow. You know, I mean, she'll swallow. I have no problem with that. I want a white woman, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, I was going to say, you know, African-American women, we get angry. We do things that we shouldn't do. But I watched this show called Snapped. And in this show, I don't know if anybody's seen it, but in that show called
Out of
100 women, out of watching 100 shows, I've probably seen 2 or 3 black women that have committed these types of crimes. So as you trying to say that white women are the better women, I'm not saying that black women are the better women either. What I'm saying is that don't try to put one race of woman on a higher pedestal than the other. And you know what I'm saying, as far as that, especially when you're a black man trying to put a different race on a higher pedestal, because if she gets pissed off enough, she's just going to bury your ass.
Well, let me legally. You just got to tell you this part too, Cotton. There was another important factor that wasn't mentioned to you in the explanation. One of the prerequisites that he has to have with his woman is she has to be bisexual, that she brings in, that he can have her and somebody else too. So I forgot to
I did not write that. This book. But see, what I'm saying is, that is not a prerequisite. You know, it's nice, but it's not mandatory.
Well, I'm just gonna tell you, these dudes. I could read it again. I'm not. I wish he was on here when I read it before. The explanation of why. What they're looking for in a woman, what he likes, and all that shit is bullshit. The stuff that he says he likes, that he wants in a woman.
It's a self-help book, not your dating guide. It's not your match.com.
It's not even a dating guide. I don't know what the fuck you call this. This is
that's what I'm saying. It's not supposed to be your match.com ad. So why did you even tell me what you want in a woman? What does that have to do with the fact that he is
not? But what gets me though, Carmen, is why did he approach you in the first place?
That's
what intrigued
what I
him to come to you?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check my Facebook status or something.
Maybe he knows something we don't know. Maybe
he had the wrong person. I'm like, huh?
Maybe you his perfect woman. He think you a white bisexual woman.
Well, he didn't see your – there's not a picture of your face on your thing, is it?
But you can still tell I'm black. Don't play with me.
But there's your hair, though. Your hair. There's a picture of your hair. We don't see that you're black. I know you're black because I know you. But I'm just saying the pictures that I saw are just your hair. So maybe he think that's long black Italian hair or some shit. I don't know.
Well, he
apparently
he's
fucked up.
That is so wrong.
I'm just saying, baby, I don't know why he picked you, but some reason he picked you.
You know, I'm confused now, too. I'm wondering, I'm going to see the Amazon.com review and see the chick that left the review and see if there's any connection between me and her, and maybe that's why he got it from you. Somebody had to tell him about me. Like, I mean, it was just weird.
Well, look, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I am going to, and I'm not trying to cut you off, but I am going to see if I can get this guy. I really want him to come on. I really want him to come on the show because I really want to do this again and really talk to this guy. I want him to be able to, him and his boys, to come on and defend themselves. I don't want it just to be we talked about them. And I'm going to let them know we had this show and we talked about their ass. Yes, we did. But we want them to be able to defend themselves on why they feel this way. And, DB, did you notice that you was on this whole time and you didn't get cut off?
No comment.
Okay, all right. We got 20 minutes. We got 20 minutes, and there's a caller. I want to see if they have a question or anything they want to say. It's a 913 number. Caller, if you have a question, state your name, where you're calling from. I know it's Kansas or somewhere. Where are you calling from? Don't hang up, caller, please. If you don't have a question, that's fine. Okay, all right. They don't have anything to say. All right. So, my thing is this. You know, these guys have really, I'm not saying I'm pissed. I'm not mad at them. They got their opinion. They have the right to their opinion. I just hate that they're messing it up for men by saying these things because it's making it look like, even though women may not want to say it's all men, but they could easily say that. If they think these men are thinking this way and they read this, you know, it's just, I just don't like that they do that. They did that. I really don't. I think they, I mean, everybody has freedom of press and all that, freedom of speech, but I just feel like they should have did more than to put 80 pages down, which is really 40 pages because it's both sides. You know what I'm saying? You know, they just wrote a bunch of shit that's,
they probably wrote it in like 16 points.
Yeah, you should get on there because I will never understand why it is that some African-American men want to target Black women and label us as being angry and bitter and all these negative things when the reality is that we're the ones who nurture and we mother you, we raise you till you get to the point, as I said earlier, where you can say, well, okay, even though my mama's Black, I don't want to deal with a Black woman because they're all of these negative things. Forget all the positive things that just took place in your life. That to get you there.
Remember what I said.
I agree, but my thing is this, and I'm gonna let DV speak. I just don't understand how they can fix themselves to do that. Like you said, you're right. You know, why do they do that? And then turn around and say that all. You know, I guess because you know a lot of women say all men are dogs, so I guess they're trying to say all women are gold diggers or something. I don't know what the fuck they're trying to say. It's just stupid. Go ahead, DV.
No, it kind of goes back to something I said last week. When we had this conversation, I said there's a lot of people, and you know, men who don't know how to deal with heartbreak, so they shut down and automatically categorize anything and everything. And there's a lot of women out there who, when they deal with heartbreak, they want to blame the next man for the mistakes of the last man. You know, this is just a prime example of these dudes who got their heart broken or got their feelings hurt, and so now they take it out on the world rather than take responsibility for themselves. Look, if this person made you feel bad, move to the next person and try not to have them be like the last person you dated. Find out what it is that you enjoyed about this person, and then look for that in the next person. Period. You know,
right.
I don't understand why these people feel a need to tell the world about all the bad things about another person. It's none. You know, just if you do it right the first time, you won't have this problem. So what they need to do is focus on making themselves a better person so that they wouldn't have to write this book. But no, they want to blame the world for the problems that they have. It's everybody else's fault that, you know, they can't get a good woman.
Right. But I always say whether it's male or female, when you dogging out the next person that you're dealing with or have dealt with, that's a direct reflection of you. Because what does that say about you as a person that you would deal with somebody like that? This dog, this man, this no good ass, but he's still living in your house and you still sleeping with him. What does that say about you or her? What does that say about you as a person that you putting this person down all the time? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to hear. I would like to hear somebody come on the radio at any time on TV and say the positive things that they like the opposite sex and say what you like about the person of the opposite sex. That's so rare that you hear it because people are so focused on the what he ain't doing and what she ain't doing and what happened to all the
or they don't swallow or some bullshit like that that don't even mean
right.
Them.
he may
want his woman to swallow, but I don't give a fuck if she swallows. She suck it. I'm good. But anyway,
you gotta finish.
I'm gonna finish. But next week we got Stacey Barlow and Miss Cotton. They're gonna be doing poetry next week on the show. And just to give you a little lineup of some of the people that's gonna be coming on this year, we got some awesome people that's signing up to come on. We're going to have Victoria Christopher Murray. She's actually going to come on the show.
which I'm shocked. I'm glad she wants to come on. She said, I was waiting on you to ask me, so she's going to be coming on. We got some good people. Monica Marie Jones is coming back. We got a few others. Julie Press Simmons, of course, she's going to be coming on. We got Tony Wade is going to be coming. We're going to have some interesting guests that's going to be coming. Andrea Clinton's coming back. We got some folks that's going to be coming on that's going to be doing some things. And as you guys get new stuff, we're going to be getting you to do it as well. So we got Arthur Jules. She's going to be coming on. We got Deborah Shade. It's a lot of people that really wants to be on Word Sexy because they've been hearing the things that we've been doing, not only talking about their books, but getting into relationship issues like we've been doing. And most of them want to come on because they want to talk about that more than actually talk about their books, which I think is very good. I think that's nice. And that's what we want to do with this panel and keep it going. So, you know, we're going to get some poetry next week from Miss Cotton. And I know she's going to remember to call in. She's going to call in and she's going to do her hour, because both her and Stacey have an hour apiece. And then if we get into a little bit of something else, we'll get that. And Cotton, you know I'm just messing with you, baby. You know I'm just messing with you.
I know.
Okay. But please remember to call in next week. Don't make me call you, okay?
I will remember.
You know it ain't right when you ain't on the panel, girl. You know you're supposed to be here. What the hell? Okay? Especially on a subject like this, because this guy would have called in. I was so hoping that he was going to call in, him and his boys. It's three of them.
You know why he didn't call in? You know why he didn't call Carmen? Carmen, you know why he didn't call in, right?
Because he realized I was black.
No, because he knew we was on this show. He knew we was on here. He knew he was going to get it. All three of them was going to get chewed up and spit out like they wasn't shit in the first place. You know.
Well,
and I was, you know, my thing is.
So if this would have been a white show, you think he would have came on the show?
I think they didn't come on. I'm just really talking shit, but my guess is they didn't come on the show because they weak, and they was about to be dealing with two strong black women who don't play that.
Right.
Oh, well, no, never mind the black men who don't play that. It's just, you know. Yeah.
We don't play it either because I don't agree with none of the shit they say. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't. Because I can handle y'all.
You know, we know y'all got my back.
We can handle y'all. Y'all ain't that damn tough.
We know Red and BB got our back. We ain't tripping. We know that.
All right. Just so you know that.
You know damn well I ain't going to sit up here and let y'all talk shit to me. Them niggas might be scared, but I ain't.
No, I said you got our back. You and DV got our back.
We do have your back, but the thing I'm going to say right now is,
sure.
One thing I can say is I love that about black women, that they are strong. I mean, I don't want no damn weak-ass motherfucker that everything I say, okay, you know, they doing that shit. What the hell is that about? I don't want no shit like that.
No,
I want that in a black woman, let alone a white woman.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just not for confrontation. I'm kind of at that point in my life where if I got to argue with somebody, if I got to demean somebody every time we get into a discussion, I don't need it. You know, I've always been
Well, it ain't about arguing. It's just I don't want no damn weak-ass motherfucker to tell me everything I say is okay. Have an opinion.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? That's cool.
You know,
you do want somebody that's got her own opinion. Her opinion can be your opinion, because then now your lives are no longer separate anymore, like at all.
Right.
You know, what you're talking about, like Eddie Murphy, whatever you like, coming to America.
Yeah, right. Right.
That was
kind of
sexy, though. Even though it was kind of fucked up, too. That shit was kind of sexy.
Man,
but of course,
he had
the best part of that movie.
On 1 foot, barking like a big dog.
Ain't
nothing sexy about that.
That's because it was Vanessa Bell Calloway. That's why. It was a Vanessa.
That's
and Vanessa, she's sexy, so.
The one that was better than that was the one that came out the goddamn water tub, but the royal penis is clean.
The royal penis is clean.
That's the shit I like.
Yes.
That's the shit I like. If y'all want to get technical.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
Thank you. Yeah, and I always remember, even though she was in Deep Cover and all that shit, that her part to me will always be, the royal penis is clean, Your Highness. That damn shit she said when she came out the water looking all fine. Okay? That's it. Even though she was throwing petals and all this stuff, rose petals at his feet throughout the movie, that didn't mean shit to me. The royal penis is clean, Your Highness is all I remember.
That's it.
Because you know what?
You know, it, because it was wonderful. It was a wonderful, wonderful part.
I just love that movie, even though he got sued for that movie. I love that movie. He did, because some African prince came back later and tried to say that he had told Eddie Murphy about this, and Eddie Murphy came up with the idea. And
My gosh. Somebody always trying to,
But that was one of his great movies. One of the two great movies that I love about Eddie Murphy. The other one was Boomerang, of course.
Well, you know, I want to say this before our time ends. This is our first show of the year. Thank you, Red, for having me on. But I want to say this. I'm gonna say the one of the things that I like about Red and things I like about DV is that we can have these conversations. And I know without a doubt that I'm dealing with two men that are strong, and any woman that gets with either of you should be damn proud.
I say that all the time. But it's nice to hear it.
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Because, you know, we are strong men, and we're not those guys that wrote that damn book, Why Black Women Are Alone. Because I'm going to come to you and find out why you're alone. I ain't going to be putting out shit why you're alone. I'm going to be like, baby, why you alone, baby? You won't have to be alone. You know what I'm saying? But that's Red, though, you know, because I'm going to make sure, you know, you don't have to be when you're messing with Red Snapper.
Gotta be alone, baby.
Okay. But anyway, we thank y'all for coming on.
We got 9 minutes.
We need to get your ass. We can do that because Red can get on there and make somebody come, okay? Get to talking.
Okay, baby.
Right now, baby. Right now. Go ahead. There you go, sweetheart. There it is. All right. No. Okay.
But anyway. Well, this is the first show, and we got a great year coming up. We're going to be doing our thing. And like I said, we're going to start working on getting this thing that we're going to be doing here in Kansas City this summer. It's going to be our version of the Harlem Book Fair. We're going to do a Kansas City version. We're going to try to get that started. Let's get started on trying to get a place for that. And Cotton's going to be coming here doing her poetry thing. It's going to be Summer Love. Is that what it's called, Summer Love?
Summer Love.
Excuse me?
Summer Love. You're absolutely right.
Okay, Summer Love, and she's going to be talking that shit, and it's going to be, y'all going to be getting hot, and these niggas going to be chasing after, and the ones that can't get her, that say black women ain't shit, or whatever they say in the book, and they're going to be trying to come after her. You know, all of a sudden, the black woman's going to be something on that day, and, you know, it's just going to be whatever. Because how many white women you know that can do poetry like Cotton, or can write erotica like Carmen, or, you know, or come at you, you know, like, you know, it just ain't like that. Now, DV is a man. He writes his thing. And DV, how is Untapped doing? Because I want to get your authors on here. When can I get you guys on here to talk about that?
You know what? You would have to talk to Melody because I am a she did everything. I am simply a contributing author.
Well, let me get with Melody then because I want to get you guys on soon. Everything is booked up till April.
Man, you booked up to April?
I'm booked to April already, yes. And we got two authors each night. Yeah. And the only reason why I didn't have nobody for the night is because I left it. When I did my schedule, I forgot the second was Monday. So I had Cotton scheduled for next week, and she probably thought that. That's why she wasn't here. So I was just messing with her. But I did talk to her and tell her, hey, baby, I need you to come on the panel. And she said, okay, I'll be there. And she
did
just
forgot. He did tell me. Well, I was, you know, actually what I was doing was I was in Walmart trying to get them to assemble my son's dirt bike that he got for Christmas. So it was taken from it. So I apologize. I do. Because normally I would come on and just put my phone on mute anyway.
Right. DV, I need you to do me a favor, man. Can you get Monica Minza on the show, man? Or Monique?
I was like, Monica, she'd cut you. She's going to cut you deep.
I know. No, Monique, sorry. I'm sorry. I know she's been on the show before, but I want her to come back. Can you get her for the 26th?
You probably do a better job than I would because, like, we've met each other, but, you know.
She's got this book coming out called Nemesis, and I'm interested. This is, like, the third installment of her books, I guess, or whatever. So we're going to try to get her on. I'll get with her. But I thought you might want to say something since you had mentioned some things. I ain't going to say what you said because it's not going to get repeated. But anyway.
Oh, whatever.
I just thought you might have had a chance to.
I told you.
I don't want
to
say
don't try to get me in trouble. I told you we ran into each other at the fair that you were supposed to be at. The book fair.
Exactly. I was supposed to have been there. And I should have been there to meet her myself. But you, have you guys ever met or know Eric S. Gray? You know, he's a phenomenal author as well. He's coming on the show as well in March 19th. He agreed today that he wants to come on. We're sexy, so we're going to have him. We got some good authors coming on. We got some poets as well that's going to be here. Real poets. I don't want spoken word artists, so if they're coming on here talking all this spoken word shit, I'm going to cut them off. And we're going to go ahead. We want some real authors that are doing real things. So spoken word people, you probably don't want to listen to me no more since I said that. I'm sorry. But anyway, that's it. But we thank you all for coming on. We got about 5 minutes. And Carmen, you got anything else to say?
We're going to put this down. Do you want me to – let me ask you this. Do you want me to pursue this guy again to try to get him on the show or not?
Why are you putting it on me? I don't care. I'm not saying.
The reason why I'm asking you, listen, Carmen, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. The only reason why I'm saying that is because he came at you. Okay? He came at you.
Okay.
I mean, he's going to come at you again. That's the only reason why I want to. Okay. Well, then we'll get him on here. We'll see if he's bold enough and see if we can get him.
Dude, I'm scared of the little boy.
I'm not saying you're scared. See, you're getting the wrong idea.
Carmen,
you're getting the wrong idea, baby.
Red.
Baby, we know you're not scared of him.
Because
I know, baby. I'm released. Listen, Woosha, like he said last week. Okay, look. We know you're not scared of him because if you was, you wouldn't even say nothing to me about this shit. I want to get him on because I'm interested to see what he got to say. I want to see what a white woman can do that's so better that a sister can't do. I want him to tell me that because in my experience, I don't know what the fuck they can do that better. I had a couple of them, and they wasn't that good to me. But anyway, all right, now, that's my opinion, though. Don't quote Red Snapper. He said all white women can't fuck. I didn't say that. I said some of y'all can't. Anyway. All right, now. At least the ones that I had my experience with. They took no shit from me. All right?
No comment.
But that's just me. Because DV has something that rocked his damn world and swallowed and shit.
I'm just saying
because that's why he said no comment, because his, the ones he had, they swallowed. They looked up at him and said,
hey, no, you know what, I just call it finishing, you know.
Okay.
I mean, really, finish. You know, when the toes curl and the body crunch. Yeah, that's nice.
I had some sisters that finished, if that's what you want to call finishing. I've had some that was happy to finish. I mean, you know, whatever. Y'all just make sure y'all here next week, all of y'all, because we got the panel again, and of course, Cotton and Stacey Barlow. I have not heard anything from her, but she asked to come on, and I want to see what she's got. So we're going to bring her on, and Cotton is going to coach her on, and I don't know if she's done anything. She might be spoken word, but we'll find out next week on Word Sexy Radio. So, what y'all got to say before we prepare to move on? We thank y'all for this first day. I mean, this is the 2nd of January, 2012. I thank
Happy
the Lord for letting me be here. Happy New Year to everybody that's listening.
Go get untapped.
Get untapped. And anything that y'all got that's new, we got some stuff coming out. I'm doing this memoir now for Sexy India, that's going to be coming out. Hopefully we'll get that out by May. It's her memoirs. I'm writing them for her right now. We're writing them together. So that's going to be
tomorrow.
She's talking about Kanye West and everything. She's talking about people she's been with, Cat Williams, all these motherfuckers.
Who?
All right, we're going to put that shit out. It's not going to be like Superhead, though. It ain't going to be no bullshit like that. It's going to be a book that's just saying things that she's experienced. No shit like she put out on Big Ticket, and he took it up the ass by Stepford and all this, or Tyson Buford and Busford and all this shit. We ain't going in all that. You know, that's crazy. And the only reason why I know that, she was on Jamie Foxx, and she said all that shit. So, you know, that's bullshit. But anyway, it's not going to be none of that in this book, because if it was, Red wouldn't write it. I ain't doing that. So, all right, don't get quiet on me.
I have a new book that's coming out called Sweet Mangoes in the end of January.
Really?
Tomorrow.
You didn't tell me about that. Are you going to talk about that next week?
I'm going to talk about that next week.
Okay, so when am I getting my copy? Okay, all right, so she's got a new book, Sweet Mangoes.
sweet mangoes. Right.
Don't talk about them damn mangoes.
Birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday. March, I will be in Atlanta.
Tomorrow is your birthday, and you're going to be in Atlanta?
I'm going to March. In March, I'll be in Atlanta.
Hurry up, 26 seconds. Hurry up.
February, I have a show coming up for Valentine's Day. I'm doing a show. March, I'm doing a show. June, I'm doing the show in Kansas. So I'm moving around, and in some other places, I'll be doing some shows too to be announced.
All right.
Happy birthday, Cotton.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Cotton. And anybody else, y'all, go ahead and say what you got to say. We still got a few minutes, a couple of seconds, and then we're gonna be cutting off. But do y'all have anything y'all want to say real quick?
I love
black women
women
too. Carmen, I love you, baby.
They swallow.
All right. Okay. Y'all make sure y'all tune in next week. Okay. All right. Thanks.